please join me in prayer. Our scripture lesson for today is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. But before we hear this gospel story about the birth of Jesus, let's begin with a prayer. As your angel spoke to Joseph, speak to us now through your word, that by hearing we too may receive faith and be strengthened to do your will. Amen. The scripture can be found on pew in the Bible on page 1497. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to the public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from all their sin. And this took all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him to do, and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Gracious and loving God, surround us with your spirit today. Allow us to know the courage of Joseph. Allow us to be inspired by that courage so we too may live lives of courageousness in your name. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. So what does courage look like to you? I mentioned a few weeks that I was halfway through Ken Burns' difficult and painful 18-hour documentary on the Vietnam War a few weeks ago. And I have completed it now. And I know painful and difficult doesn't make for a ringing endorsement of a film, but hear me out. As a wide lens on the time in which America was shattered in a million different ways and the effects still ring out to this day, I do believe it is a must watch. It is a hard watch, but it is one that I think we all should be reminded of. And interestingly enough, it incorporates the voices and witnesses of those North Vietnamese who fought against the United States and tells their stories as well. And throughout the film, you would expect there are demonstrations of courage during wartime. Very much so. Soldiers who saved their fallen comrades, nurses who refused to give up on a wounded soldier. In fact, in that story, everyone had said, this person's not even worth saving, and a nurse came over and said, no, he is, and he ended up living and becoming, having a quite successful life. Commanders who defied orders to save the lives of their men, brave soldiers putting themselves in harm's way to make their situation better for those who came after them. The individual stories of courage during wartime were, as you could imagine, emotionally overwhelming and moving. But it was the last episode that brought me to my knees and may have redefined my definition of courage. During the last episode of the show, Ken Burns kind of covers the aftermath of the war, what has happened in Vietnam since the Civil War had ended. And he follows the story of a vet named Mike Haney, who after a couple of decades being removed from the war, decided that it was time to figure out how he could begin to heal from the wounds that he experienced in wartime. And what he did, he decided that he was going to go back to Vietnam. And actually, a lot of vets did that following the war, went back to Vietnam and did some amazing things, rebuilt that country in a lot of ways. But Mike Haney had a different plan. He wanted to meet with those soldiers that he fought against. And he started meeting with veterans organizations in Vietnam, organizations that brought together veterans from the war. And he started meeting with them. And he said that after the initial kind of checking each other out, making sure it wasn't for politics or for some kind of photo op, the Vietnam veterans that fought against him welcomed him in as a brother. Welcomed him to his table. And through a translator, they were able then to share stories of pain and sorrow and healing. In this amazing story, Mike Haney said that he didn't think that this was ever possible, that he would sit across from those who he had previously been shooting at in wartime. But they embraced him. And Mike says after the trip in the movie that it was a wonderful trip. You don't get closure, but you get some peace. Courage is definitely being brave in the midst of whizzing bullets and the screams of war. But it is also about showing up for others. Staying in relationship with people when it's easy to avoid, making yourself vulnerable for healing, even when it's difficult or painful to do so. Jesus did this, as we know that throughout his ministry, he derided the Pharisees pretty hard. But you know what he did? Every time he was invited to the Pharisees' house for dinner, guess what he did? He showed up. He was gracious and caring, even when he had a good excuse not to be. Jesus displayed strength and openness in the face of adversity, allowing God to bring transformation to the world through that experience. Now, this sort of courage was modeled for Jesus even before he was born, as we discover in Matthew chapter 1. Joseph had every reason to dismiss Mary. It would have been so much easier for him to walk away than to remain with her. But God intervened, sending an angel in a dream to tell Joseph God's plan for the child that Mary was about to bear. That it was conceived out of a divine mystery. And that his name would be Jesus, which in Hebrew is Yeshua or Joshua, which means God saves. Because this child will save his people from their sins. He will be Emmanuel, God with us. Now, despite this impressive display of power God put on, Joseph still could have woke up and said, from that dream, and said, man, I should not have eaten so much Indian food last night. And moved right along with his plan to dismiss Mary. He could have just choked it up to a weird dream that night. Said, nah, I'm going to keep moving on from this situation. I'm not going to do this. To follow through with God's wild plan. And it is truly a wild plan. God becoming human? Mary, it took faith, obedience, but most of all, it took courage. Courage to show up and care for Mary, who was exceptionally vulnerable in her current situation. And by doing so, Joseph made himself vulnerable vulnerable to the judgments of the religious and the political community, which would have jeopardized his livelihood, he makes a decision which changes his life forever. And that's what courage looks like. The willingness to have your life transformed, facing head on the pain and suffering of this world, the willingness to take a step into the messiness instead of out of it. Because you trust in that messiness, God has worked and will work to bring resurrection out of it, right? Because there's so many situations in this world in which you go, this is just going to take way too much work, and I don't feel like I have the time nor the energy. I'm just going to back right on out of this. Backing up. Right? But what we learn from Joseph, what we learn about Joseph's courageousness, is that what it takes to stay in relationship, even when things get messy, even when things get difficult. Yes, things will change. Yes, things are never going to be the same as they were. But how can we see God bringing new life and resurrection to that situation? And by staying and being courageous, you might be able to see that work. The willingness to be vulnerable. So what does courage look like to you? Too often we define courage as people being very stubborn, or someone being able to, your ability to inflict your will upon another person, or shouting someone down. I don't think it's any of those things. In fact, courageousness, I think, is showing up for the people you love. It's showing up for your community. It's making yourself vulnerable so that your neighbor will be a little less vulnerable. And we cannot wait for courage. We are called to act as swiftly as Jesus, as Joseph did that morning. Researcher and author Brené Brown, in her book Ordinary Courage, I think gets at this redefinition of courage. She states, courage is a heart word. The root of the word courage is cor, which in Latin is heart. And in one of its earliest forms, the word courage originally meant to speak one's mind by telling one's heart. Over time, this definition has changed, and today, courage is more synonymous with being heroic. Now, heroics are important. We need heroes. But I think we've lost touch with the idea that speaking honestly and openly about who we are, about what we're feeling, about our experiences, good and bad, is the definition of courage. Heroics is often putting your life on the line, but ordinary courage is putting our vulnerability on the line. In today's world, that is pretty extraordinary. May we too dare to put our vulnerability on the line, willing to make ourselves vulnerable for others so that God may work through that relationship, and allowing God to work through such courage to bring new life into our world. May all of us go from this place trusting and living into the courage Joseph showed us this day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.